USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Firefighters battling blazes in the West are making some progress. Washington Governor Jay Inslee.
Now we have a blowtorch over our states in the West, which is climate change. And we know that climate change is making fires start easier, spread faster, and intensify.
Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti on CNN.
We need much more help when we have firefighters dying on the line and Washington refuses to help states and refuses to help local governments that are the first responders to emergencies like this. It's unconscionable. So instead of hitting the golf course or going on vacation, the president and the Congress respectively should sit down this week and finally make sure that there is assistance for these brave men and women who are protecting our lives and protecting our property.
So far, the wildfires have taken the lives of at least 33 people. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The Louisiana coast is bracing for Tropical Storm Sally. The storm is dumping tons of rain on parts of Florida. Governor John Bel Edwards is warning residents of the heavy rains and strong winds which lie ahead.
We have every reason to believe that this storm represents a very significant threat to the people of southeast Louisiana.
Experts predict it could become a hurricane by late Monday. The president is campaigning in Nevada. He held a rally for Latinos at an event in Las Vegas. Very few people wore masks due to the coronavirus pandemic.
Joe Biden has spent 47 years betraying the Hispanic American community totally, sending their jobs to China, raising taxes on their family and small businesses, making their communities less safe, attacking their values and trapping their children in failing government schools.
The president is scheduled to visit California to see wildfire damages on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Television personality and wildlife conservationist Bindi Irwin has shared on social media an ultrasound of her first child as she is expecting with her husband Chandler Powell. She's the daughter of late TV personality Steve Irwin. The young couple is smiling with their eyes closed in the picture. Irwin is holding a baby kangaroo, and Powell has a koala in his arms. Irwin and Powell tied the knot in March and announced her pregnancy in August. An Alabama-based animal feed company has voluntarily recalled certain dog food products due to elevated levels of mold, according to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Sunshine Mills said dog food sold under the brands Family Pet, Heartland Farms, and Paws Happy Life have aflatoxin at potentially dangerous levels. The FDA said the Louisiana Department of Agriculture discovered elevated levels of mold during a routine sampling. So far, no illnesses or deaths have been linked to the dog food. The recall affects Family Pet meaty cuts in beef, chicken, and cheese, also Heartland Farms grilled favorites in beef, chicken, and cheese, and Paws Happy Life Butcher Choice dog food. The FDA said pets that have consumed the affected products should be taken to a veterinarian if they exhibit signs of illness, including vomiting, yellowish tint to the eyes, or diarrhea. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.